Although Onca was bemused by the antics of his newfound friends and their strange behaviour towards each other, he couldn't help think that there was also the deepest respect held between them. And regardless of all Harry's bravado and Arthur's stubbornness, there was no trace of malice. He pondered over what Badger had said to him earlier as they'd made their way to the church. "Onca," he had said, "in life's journey you will meet those who you will like and others you find totally disagreeable. But try never to lose integrity. If you can keep respect at the same time as harbouring feelings of dislike, then your actions will always be fair and your negative thoughts won't ever destroy you." It was approaching early evening when they eventually reached Normanton Church, and Onca was totally in awe of its majesty. The mellow evening sun now cast a golden glow over the still water, and the church, touched by gold, seemed to rise in fire. All around had a mystical aura that captured Onca's imagination, and as he stood gazing at the surrounding flora and trees, he noticed how they elegantly touched the shore, as if gently admiring their reflected beauty in the mirrored water beneath them.
Oh man, this is way out. Do you both feel what I feel?
It is said that the water holds many magical qualities, spiritual even, particularly around the church.
Beneath the water is a flooded village. Homes, trees, gardens, memories, all lost. All beneath the water.
All except the church. Some say that the bell can be heard ringing in the dead of night, calling for lost souls to return for healing.
The church is home to a group of our committee members who, let's say, are best as friends rather than enemies. Would you like me to go and get them and tell them that we're here?
Probably best if we stay together and make sufficient noise on our approach so as not to startle them. And Onca, keep close to me for a while.
With Arthur squawking loudly, they made the pilgrimage towards the church. They had just begun to ascend up the slope when the most frightful black cloud was sucked from out of the roof and came hurtling towards them. As the cloud got nearer, Onca set his eyes on the first squadron of flying mice he had ever seen in his life. He plunged to the ground as the animals swooped and skimmed within millimetres of his head, and the noise of their high-pitched squeaking became almost deafening. To his relief, after a few minutes, all became calm, and the black cloud of flying mice now circled a safe distance above them. What a most bizarre bunch, thought Onca.
Good evening, gentlemen. May I introduce Onca to you? Onca, please meet our committee members who protect our nighttime skies for us. Although they do have individual names, they are happy to be addressed by their collective gang name of Bomberbats. They are held in very high esteem, Onca, as they have protected status amongst the Seeblies and Tors. They are literally the untouchable.
And also the most unruly and disrespectful. You wouldn't believe the mess they make everywhere. Not only to this church, but every other church in the county. As a Crow MP, I have to turn a blind eye, unfortunately, as they are vital to the committee.
Yo, Black Cat! Are you causing some big headache for old Osprey? And we ain't keen on you for wreaking everyone out. So, no big ideas wanting to flex those claws, you dig?
Oh, no problem there. I like digging. Very good at digging.
Gentlemen, Onca is keen to make the water his home, and I suspect that, as a committee, we might well need to rely on Onkar's strength and muscle one day to help with our own survival. Your protection at night is greatly appreciated, as no doubt that will be when the Tors will try to strike. I have learned that they now use special torches that can expose our sacred night to help their searches. It isn't just Onkar who is in danger of this new device.
In fact, the Crow government only last month increased its terror alert to amber after an intrusion on the South Shore.
Yeah, Blood, we heard about that. And we ain't gonna take no messing from them Tors. Otherwise, they'll feel our messing, if you get my gist.
You mean that you...
Sir, knowing that your surveillance at night is keeping us safe is greatly appreciated. And having an early warning system in place will make all the difference, I assure you.
You did for us, and we remember that. So, we're here to help. Let's rumble, lads! And Black Cat, remember, no claws, Blood.
It had rained during the night, and everywhere looked refreshed and re-energized. Brushing against the wet grasses, Onkar made his way to meet Badger and Arthur. They had all agreed after meeting the bats that some private time was needed, and Badger in particular wanted to enjoy a little bit of free roaming. On reaching the clearing, he could already hear Arthur deep in conversation, and Badger looked somewhat relieved by his arrival.
Onkar, reports have come in that the Tors were seen walking around the peninsula with guns and dogs. They have arrived much earlier than I had hoped. You are now in great danger. We have just two more committee members to see before we carry out Captain's plan. So, follow me. We need to head for the woods.